Chapter 1. Be still, Mother. Just now. Just for a moment now. That's it, love. Open your mouth. Lachlan crooned, tilting his mother's head back as he poured another elixir down her throat. It was the fifth carefully curated potion he'd used just this day, and to his dismay, none of his tinctures were reversing the spell which was slowly murdering his mother from the inside out. May the lot of you rot forever in darkness, Domnua, Locke hissed, turning to pace the room as he raked a hand through dark hair that tumbled around a sharply angled face. His golden eyes all but glowed in rage as he continued to curse, his mind racing through the last of the magics he could possibly perform to save his mother's life. It had been 3 days since she'd encountered a Domnua on a foraging excursion deep in the isolated hills of Western Ireland. As usual, she'd been harvesting ingredients for her spells that called for being plucked beneath the pale light of a new moon. It was also when the walls between the worlds were thin. Too thin, as Locke had unfortunately learned. The infamous curse, which had kept the Danula safe and the Domnua banished to the underworld for centuries, was coming to its final days. As the clock ticked on, the Domnua flexed their power, slipping more easily into modern-day Ireland, shielding themselves as they began to enjoy the virtual playground humans provided for them. The Fae, both good and bad, could never resist the fallacies and dramas that came with the human condition. An extended lifespan could do that to a soul, causing the Fae to be drawn to the resilient spirit of the humans, endlessly fascinated by watching both wars and love stories unfold. Once the Domnua had begun to taste their freedom again, keeping them contained had been like trying to hold two hands over a fire hose. They practically poured through the thin veil that separated the worlds. Locke's mother should have known better. He'd warned her, hadn't he? Locke cursed again as his eyes strayed to where she lay on her side, curled beneath a blanket, the fire snapping away to provide additional warmth on this chilly spring day. There'd been no reason to hurt her, aside from sending a message. Locke had heard tell of it across Ireland, whispered conversations in pubs and snippets of tales from travelers. The Domnua wanted to show they weren't scared, which meant trying to kill the innocents. And had his mother not been as high up in the Fae world as she was, a venerable priestess at that, she'd be dead now. Her magic had saved her, but now Locke had to wonder if it was only prolonging a painful end. Coming to his knees at her side, he pressed a hand to her cheek.
My mother, my heart, I will find your cure, this I promise.
Locke pressed his lips to her forehead.
My son, my heart, if I must go, I must go. My own fault.
Her words trailed off, and Locke's heart skipped as he waited for her to take a staggered breath.
"'Tis not your fault, mother. 'Tis the murder in Domnua. I will avenge this, but first I must be off to find you help. I've exhausted my remedies.
My child, my stubborn, beautiful son, you have such good in you. Don't let the dark win."
Her words faded, and Locke wondered if there was a hidden meaning to them. He had no time to waste, though, and brushed his lips over her forehead once more, promising a swift return. Then he rushed from their home with but one destination in mind. Locke raced through the mists of the early morning, which clung to the moody hedges and rolling hills that sheltered a town that was not known to mortal men. Any human passerby would simply see an expanse of barren hills, but if they were to attempt to climb or explore, they'd be met with a tangled hedge so impenetrable that they would be forced to turn back. His village of magical people, the Danula, had a stronghold here, one of many scattered throughout Ireland. And far deeper within those hills was a sacred cave of such legend and enchantment that no fae dared go there, as the penalty was death. Locke paused as he drew near. He felt the press of magic, the invisible barrier as the first ward that would alert to movement near the cave, and stopped just short of it. Reaching out with his extra senses, Locke...